Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are back. You are still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck on this great Thursday morning. You all had just heard the great interview with Adam Christopher, recording artist Adam Christopher, giving us a great word of encouragement. We heard about the music and everything, and you heard his great song, Enough. And now we're back with our second segment. Again, we are heard live not only on this station, but we're heard live on MZ Radio London with Mr. Saji Harmony, AP Radio UK with Mr. O'Fields, and also Salt FM UK with DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. Giving shouts out again to all of our listeners around the world, those here in the cities and the states, those in all of Africa, in Jamaica, in Dubai, in Belgium, all over the world. We just want to say good morning to you and God bless you. Giving a shout out again to my bro, yes, St. James, giving a shout out. And so in this second segment, we have a great sister that is going to be joining us. Her name is Tia Clark, also known as Miss Love Tank. And so we're going to click her in right now.
Okay. Hello, hey, hello, sis. Hello. Hello.
Yes, hey. I see you was able to get through.
Yes. Ain't
wow,
good.
Awesome. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That is yeah. Awesome. When I saw the number, I said, oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm glad that you are on with us this morning. And so I'm going to have you introduce yourself and where you're calling from, and then just share to the people a little bit about how you got started in music.
Okay. I'm Tia Clark. I'm from Tyler, Texas. We're known for our roses, beautiful roses, that is.
Okay.
I started singing at the age of 8. I come from a singing family. My dad is the one that inspired me to sing and share my gift. I'm the only girl out of 3 brothers. And yes. That's how
you
got
that in common. I'm the only girl with 4 brothers.
Yes, ma'am.
So we know how it feels to be daddy's girl.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I was a daddy's girl for sure. That's for sure.
Wow. Okay. So you have a family, you were saying, of singers.
Yes, I come from a family of singers. We all actually sing. My mom and my dad did. He passed away, but... My three brothers, and I had one also to pass away, but we all sing, so
right.
And love, enjoy singing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome to know, you know, coming up singing. Like, did you ever used to sing, like, songs with your father sometimes, like, when he would sing different things?
You know, I didn't. As a young child, I didn't, but as I got older, I did a special tribute for him of one of his songs that he's sing. But when he discovered I could sing, he actually put me in the middle of the male chorus because he knew I was a little shy. So he put me in there. He's like, come on, girl, get on in here and, you know, do your thing. You know, I didn't know you could sing like that. So he was, you know, breaking me up from being shy, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, that's good. So, in coming up, what would you say, who were your, the singers that inspired you, that you really, you know, love coming up?
Shirley Murdoch, I would have to put her number one. Vesta Williams, Whitney Houston, India Ari and Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Those are my favorites of all time. Yes.
Wow.
And of course, my mom had.
You say your mom?
Yes, my mom too. She would most definitely be an inspiration.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, yes, well, then you can't go wrong with that now. You can't go wrong with moms.
That's right.
And the selection that you named of the ladies, you know, that's an awesome list itself. And so in saying that, you got this song. We got to give a shout out to our bro, St. James, because it was him that connected me to you. You know, I never forget, he inboxed me and he messaged me and he said, you know, you got to listen to this awesome sister. And, you know, she has a great song, man. I know you going to like it. And he know I love music. He know my style. And so for him to say that, I knew it had to be good. I knew it had to be. So I was like, okay. So that's when I reached out to you and we got to talking, chatting, and I heard the song and I was just like, wow, like this is hot. This is lit. And I messaged him back and I told him I got in contact with her and I'm going to, you know, set up something for the interview and we're going to do the music on the radio. And, you know, he was excited about that because he was saying, you know, maybe you want to get her on to the show. And he knew it.
Right.
You know, he already knew. And so I'm
glad. I appreciate that.
Hey, that was the awesome thing, a great divine connection. And so I definitely want you to talk a little bit about how did you go about the song Love Tank? Like, how did you go about writing that?
It wrote just a little bit about Love Tank. Love Tank is a roller coaster of emotions and a hint of comedy. It most definitely was based on my life experience, someone I care for deeply. And, his trust issues didn't, you know, he had issues with trust, but he still played with love. And so I would say probably my favorite part of the song would be when I was like, you know, you can keep playing patty cake, baker's man, because I'm about to roll you up and throw you in the pan. You know, and so, and even as far as talking about Jack and Jill, so I put nursery rhymes in it, throughout the song, but it still has some seriousness about it. So you can, you know, I wanted even a child to understand about Love Tank, what Love Tank meant.
Yeah.
And so I did not nursery rhymes, you know. Even Jack went up the hill to see about Jill, but Jack fell down, you know, and I'm not, you know, he broke his crown. I'm not coming tumbling after, you know.
I know that's
so,
right.
Yeah, I think it helped me to get past him. It was actually putting a period at the end. It helped me to get over him in that manner. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. When I heard that song, sis, I'm telling you, when I first heard it, me and my cousin was together, and boy, we did some laughing on certain parts. You know, I understand the part where you said the comedy, but it's a song of seriousness as well as truth and some laughter.
Right.
But it's like it's real, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of men and women that are into games. We're not going to say but there are some out there that are into games and they like to play with people's emotions and they need to be told. They need to hear how this is not a good thing to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes we need to vent when we're hurting. You know, we need to vent as far as talking to them maybe and letting them know how we feel, or sometimes we might vent to others, you know, and then sometimes it's good to even vent. You did yours in a song, and here it is. It's a number one hit. And anybody can listen to that song and feel the seriousness of it, even though there is, you know, comedy in it, so to speak. But everybody, I think, can relate to this song, because I think at some point we all have had hurting relationships at some point, whether it was in our teenage days when we thought we were in love or coming up being older, or, you know, maybe people, you know, has been, a lot of people have been hurt through not only just playing relationships, but even in dating, but even in marriage. So everybody is able to feel this song that you have wrote. And I'm telling you, it is awesome. And so, so when you wrote it, like, what is the highest level I can say of how can I put it, of people receiving this song? Like, do you think when you wrote it, like, wow, this, I believe, you know, because sometimes we don't believe in our own music. You know, some people write and we sing and we don't feel like, oh, this might not be a jam. You know, then again, they don't know. How did you feel about it? Was you positive, like, when you wrote it, like, man, this is it? Like, how did you feel?
When I wrote it, it was a relief for me. So, and I was praying that that men wouldn't think that it was a bashing session for them, because when I wrote the song, it's not just for women, it's for men as well. So,
yeah.
The first experience that I had, I had a lady tell me that, that's how she felt, and she began to cry because she hadn't been able to express herself about it. And she's like, that needs to be the anthem, you know, ladies' anthem. And I politely told her that, you know, it's not a ladies' anthem. It's, you know, for men and women, you know, because men and women play with love, not just, you know,
that's true.
Not just men. So, but she did cry. She cried, and that was. She was like, "Do you know how much you know you helping me and you know get past me, you know, my love and you know and all this and that affected me in a way that if I can help somebody, even just one person, you know, then I've done what I'm supposed to do, you know, with the gift
that
God gave me." So
that's true. I agree to that. You know, because when my cousin, we was listening to it, I was like, I know that's right. You know, it was some parts that I knew, you know, I felt because, you know, past, you know, earlier, you know, in the years or whatever, you know, I went through some things, you know, and in relationship and stuff. And then, you know, and then it kind of made me see some flaws of mine, you know what I'm saying, as well, because I ain't going to lie, hold you up. But, you know, it was sometimes back in the day I played the little game. You know, mind game stuff, you know, too. And so I don't know who I could have hurt it. You know what I'm saying? Because we feel like men are just macho all the time. But even though they're like the stronger vessel here at some point, but they go through hurts, too, and
almost
tears. I didn't want to believe that. You know, I felt like, man, what? You was hurt by women. Go on, you know.
Right.
And I laughed about it, but... Go ahead.
And I believe that the love tank guy most definitely will not believe it. I know for a fact that he was hurt. So he was scorned. So you know, did he play some games? Yeah, he did, but he was scorned by a woman.
Yeah.
And so therefore he had his guard up. You know, you said, men and women get hurt. You know, if there have been times we've all played some games and, you know, you regret it or did some things we wasn't proud of, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That is true. So
love tank,
is definitely...
we have to keep our own tank filled, actually. And
true.
I had to learn that as well, you know.
Wow. It's you're right about that. Because if we can't keep them filled on our own, then, hey, if we dependent on people to fill tanks around here, we going to always be in a line talking about something.
Right.
We've run low, you know, that we can't
That's
keep
right.
ticking no more. You know, we stranded now. You know, batteries need to be charged up here or something. You know, so.
Yes, ma'am.
I know y'all like, where did that come in at?
Right? Yes, ma'am.
But you know me, I got to add a little bit more to it.
You got to add a little. It makes it good.
Yeah, I know, right? be like the love tank is kind of low and the battery is too, you know. So.
Okay. That's it. Gotta check it all out.
No, right. Yeah. It's definitely sis, a number one song to me. And I'm just honored that, you know, is featuring on the show and on the station as well. So in saying that, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about this COVID. How has it affected? I've been asking a lot of artists that lately, like, how has this COVID affected you?
Oh, well, firsthand, I've experienced it, and me just recently getting over the COVID. I survived it. You know,
awesome.
Thank God, you know, with his, it was him that, you know, saw me through. You know, just doing different things like eating, you know, great, you know, vegetables and things like of that matter, taking my supplements and getting my rest and staying hydrated is most definitely a must. But, staying properly quarantined, and that means you don't go anywhere because you're going to jeopardize somebody else. So making sure that you stay your time in and try to stay focused, you know, mentally, you know, because it does mess with your mental a little. So,
wow.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I heard it serious. You know, it affected me to where, like I always have said in previous shows, where, you know, I've lost family members, you know, from the COVID, you know, and a few family members, and then having friends that's had immediate family die of COVID. And then, you know, my youngest daughter lost a couple of friends, you know, with the COVID and stuff like that. So, I mean, just some of the great leaders that I know went from that. So, I mean, it's heartbreaking to know that, wow, we went through last year with this stuff and being shut down in so many ways. And then it's going around the world. And then 1 minute we're open and the next minute we're shut down again. You know, we on lockdown. And I mean, and then bringing the new year, still going through this. But thank God that, you know, he kept you, sis. Because it could have been worse. You know, it could have been worse. And,
can I just
thank and
you?
We know that everybody is not dying of this COVID.
That's right.
And that's an awesome thing. So I just give God praise and glory that, you know, your life was spared. You know, that you might have went through the symptoms and all of that stuff, but you're still here.
Right.
And so
I'm still here.
That is awesome. So in saying that, I know you know how to sing. You have a very beautiful voice. So, you know, I'm going to have to put you on the front because I remember you saying that you can sing a little gospel. So, so you got to sing a verse or two right now.
Yes, ma'am, I don't mind. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. I know you've been so good. You've been so good. And right now, I just want to thank you, Lord.
All right, now you done took us to church, girl. Not church, but church. I know, right? Hey, be like, anybody want to make a little step going across the middle floor, go ahead. But you do. You have a very beautiful voice. Very beautiful and very unusual, unique voice. Because when I heard the Love Tank, I was like, wow, her voice is different. You know, Some people sound like others, and then you got some people that just have their own style. Like unique.
Thank you.
Like when I heard Adam singing, Adam Christopher singing Enough, it was just like his own signature. You know, just you know, St. James, Sinead, you know, they style is just very unique of singing. You know what I'm saying?
What
and then here is you, you know, with your own style, and then our sister, Nikki Siriki, you know, she has a great style, you know.
Right.
So it's awesome when you can hear music and you feel and you be like, wow, they sound so different, but it's unique. And we're glad, like I said, to have you on here. And so I wanted to know if you could share a little word of encouragement to those that are listening in, because there's a lot of people that are going through, especially artists, that feel like, oh, my God, you know, during this COVID, my music, things are not happening, and so many people is being caught up in depression. What word of encouragement would you share?
I would say don't give up. Trust God. Trust the process. You know, in our process is not his process. He will make a way. He always have made a way out of no way. And just know that where there's a will, God has a way. So don't
That's
lose
right.
hope. Don't lose hope, because, you know, he's such a good God. So just stay,
yes,
remain focused and remain faithful is the most important thing. And you know, and trust, again, trust the process. And give people their flowers while now, you know.
Yeah, that's
love
true.
Them now, because trying
that's
to love
true.
Them later is too late. So
yeah, it really is. Because they can't hear you. You can sit there and holler all you want. Oh, I love you. This and that and whatever, you know. But can't nobody hear us but you, but us.
Right.
You know, we can hear
climbing
you.
Climbing in the
but
class. Climbing in the class, they ain't going to bring them back. You know.
I know, that's right.
You know, love them now.
That's true.
You know, love us, love on each other, you know. It's you know, I've been gigging for over 30 years, and I miss it. I'm not gigging as much. But the gigs that I do have, I am grateful for. So, you know, keep your focus and stay faithful.
That's awesome. That's an awesome word of encouragement, that's for sure. So y'all heard it. You heard it. So now, the last part before we go to this great song, share how people can get in contact with you if they want to get in contact with you, and also how can they get in contact with this great song, Love Tank.
I have a website, lovetankmusic.com, and also I'm on all my music is on all digital platforms, so Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, and it's available for you. So
okay,
I hope you guys enjoy it. And Instagram as well. Instagram, Miss Love Tank on Instagram, and on Facebook, Tia Clark. So feel free to send me a friend request, and I like to hear from you and all that good stuff.
All right. Well, I thank you, sis, for being on with us, especially, you know, making time to be on with little old me. And I enjoyed you. Thank God for, you know, St. James, because
thank
he
you,
knew.
Yeah,
he knew, you know, that this was going to happen. And I just thank God that he reached out to me and that I was able to reach out to you as well, and to reach out with Adam Christopher as well. So in saying that, I just want to say God bless you, sis, and I'm looking forward to having you back on the show again so we can do an update on what's going on and talk about how well the song that I know is going to really be hitting the charts, you know, on the station as well. So is there anything you would like to say before we let them hear this awesome song?
I would like to say thank you, my angel in disguise. And I look forward to it as well, for the next interview. And y'all have a great day.
All right. Same to you as well, sis. And so you all heard it around the globe. That was our sister, Tia Clark. And so now we about to let some fire loose with this great song, Love Tank. Y'all check it out, and we will be back for our third session of the show.